Thanks for listening to the Rivers Podcast. For more information on this teaching, visit our website at theriver.info.
Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. The first day, God saw that it was good. Do you think that's good?
Yes.
Would you say it's good? And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." God called the vault sky. God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. If you think that's good, say it's good. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good the third day. Is it good? God made two great lights. The greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made stars to govern the day and the night and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. If you think that's good, say, "That's good." God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky." And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. Do you think that's good? And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures." Somebody say moo. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind." And God saw that it was good. If you think that's good, say it's good. If you think that's good, say hamburger. It's good. So far, we got a theme going on here with creation. The theme is God thought it, God spoke it, and it happened. He looked at it and he said, "That's good." And I think you might agree with me if you've ever spent any time alone out in nature. Like, I'm not necessarily talking about walking down the street, although you can get a glimpse of the beauty of nature there, but I'm talking out in the woods somewhere. I'm thinking that you will agree with me that you can see the glory of God in the beauty of nature. Have you ever seen such a thing? Then you would understand what the psalmist says when he says, "The heavens declare the glory of the Lord. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal the knowledge of God." It's good, nature. I know this firsthand and very closely in my past, because last week I wasn't here with you because I was spending a few days backpacking up in the Upper Peninsula, where I parked my car, said goodbye to the car and everything civilized except for my friend Daniel. He's pretty civilized. And the two of us went into the woods for 3 days, 2 nights, and it was good. We walked up upon Lake Superior after having left the car a few hours back, and we saw nothing but ice on Lake Superior. We woke up the next morning, and all the ice was gone. And then as the evening came, we saw the ice moving back as the currents and the winds shifted. And to watch the massive amounts of ice move in and out on Lake Superior, we said to ourselves, "This is good." We thought it was good as we were sitting around our campsite one evening watching these two cute little red squirrels. Have you ever seen red squirrels play? They're fast. And they got some hops. These guys were running and jumping, flying up and down trees. And as we kind of just grinned at them, we said to ourselves, "This is good." Now, if you read my blog this week, you know that it didn't end good, though. We were sitting there, actually my friend was sitting there, and these two squirrels ran behind him, ran up his back, over his head, knocked his glasses off, and jumped off his head. And he said, "That's not good." But other than that moment, being alone in nature for 3 days was good. And I think the highlight of my trip was the day that we were hiking out. We had a 12-mile hike, and for the first 9 miles, we separated. And for about 7 of those miles, I had classical music going in my ears, my headphones. And I'm just walking, listening to the classical music, looking at the nature. And I couldn't help but feel what God said. It's good. You've got stories of your own, I'd imagine, of how good nature is. It's good. But up to this point in the creation story, it's good. But it's not very good. But something happens in the creation story in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, that makes it very good, and it has nothing to do with hamburger, as good as hamburger is. Would somebody say moo? Moo. It gets very good. Well done, Zeke. It was a good moo. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them male and female. He created them. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Somebody say, very good. And there was evening, there was morning, the sixth day. I want you to see what makes creation very good. Now, if you're new to the river, let me clue you in. Those are river pictures. Either from some of you here or our friends in our village that we've partnered with in Odotel, Uganda. And when those things were created, those critters called humans were created, that's when creation went from good to very good. And this is where you pay attention, because I'm about ready to introduce the next 4 weeks of teaching, including this week. We're embarking upon a new series titled, Who Are You? Now, last month, we settled in on who are we collective as a church. And that's important for us to know who we are as a church. But I think this series might be a little bit more important, because the question moves a little more fine-tunedly focused into you. Who are you? And I'm going to tell you right now that you are the thing that makes creation very good. In fact, I want you to get your finger out, your friendly finger, point to your neighbor and say, you are creation's crown. This is who you are. And so I want you to pay attention right now. I'm not going to take long, but you need to pay attention, especially those of you who've heard the voices from others saying you will never amount to anything. For those of you who have those voices echoing from that teacher of old or that boss of old who shame you, who abuse you, who say you will never be anything, I want to tell you those voices are lies, and I'm going to tell you that you are creation's crown. And you need to pay attention if it's not external voices. Some of us have been haunted with the internal voices, huh? And if you've been here long enough, you've heard my story with depression and how years gone by, I would wake up in the morning, like if zero is kind of happy, I'd be like a minus 30 every day, and I'd have to spend the first hour or two of my day getting right in my head, because in my head, I had the track playing that says, you're a loser, you're a bleep up, you're a screw up, you're never going to do anything right. And so for those of you who have that inner voice in your head that says you're a bleepity bleep, I want you to hear and pay attention that you are creation's crown. You are what makes creation very good. And I want you to pay attention very quickly to this. If you have really been stupid in your life, if you've ever been really dumb, and if you've ever made mistakes that you go back to and you make again and again, and if you've been in that pattern of failure, I want you to know, even in spite of that, you're what makes creation very good. Even you are creation's crown. And I want to talk to you who've had broken relationship after broken relationship after broken relationship. Yeah, even you are the ones that God looks at and says, yep, that's very good. And I want to talk to all of you who are women in the house, because it says he made them male and female in his image. And sometimes females feel that they have to fit a certain type in order to be beautiful, a certain type in order to be worthwhile. You know, women get paid less than men when they do the same type of jobs. And there's messages that are sent in our commercials and our movies that say, if you don't fit this image, you're not worth something. I want to talk to every woman, and you better pay attention to say that that's garbage, because you as a woman are made in God's image. And being made in God's image is what makes this world very good. You, women, young and old alike, are what makes creation very good. And I want to talk to all the men in the house, because men, it's guys like you who sit in on a Mother's Day service and watch mothers get cheered every year on Mother's Day. Yay, moms! But when it gets to Father's Day, we hear messages like, it's because of you the churches are filled with young men, or the jails are filled with young men. And we hear every year on Mother Father's Day that we're failing again and again. And I want to say to that, come on, fellas, you are the reason that God said it's very good. You men are the crown of all creation. And I want everybody who is a kid in the house, are there any children in the house? If your kid's doodling right now or drawing, just gently elbow him or her. Whether you're in high school or no school, I want you to know that when God created the world, he looked at you youngsters and said, you are the crown of creation, and because of you, the world is very good. I want to talk to all of you who are tall, all of you who are short, all of you who are skinny, all of you who are fat, all of you who have hair, all of you who don't have any hair. I want to talk to all of you who are human and live in a world that says you need to be a certain thing in order to have any value. I'm saying you have value because God created you in his image, and he looks at you and says, very good. Every single one of you needs to know, before we go anywhere else the next 3 weeks in this teaching, that you have immense value, so much value that you can take a good creation and take something very good and make it even gooder. Friendly finger, turn to your neighbor and say, you make it gooder. Now, if you got told you make it gooder, I want you to say to that person, your grammar stinks. But even with bad grammar, you still make it gooder because of who God made you. The world is very good. Now, this is important. Who are you? You are the crown of creation, your creation's crown. And when you know who you are, when you have a foundation that your creation's crown, there's something that might switch in your mind. When we have a clear understanding of who we are, when we're not defined by our shape or our size, when we're not defined by our intelligence or lack thereof, when we're not defined by our achievements or our failures, when we're defined by that which was created by God and made the world very good, something is unleashed in us. When we know that we are creation's crown, our purpose gets a little bit bigger, or maybe I should say a lot bigger, and our freedom potential gets greater, and the bondage of life shrinks, because we're creation's crown, and our ability to impact this world moves forward in a positive direction, and our ability to be kingdom players transforming this world from a dark place to a light place increases, because we know that we are creation's crown. Do you know who you are, people?
Yes.
In grammar, I learned that there's these things called questions that require answers. Do you know who you are? See, it might not be easy for you to know this, because we can read the stories of creation and we can look at pictures of birds and cows, and they get to the part about very good, and then we still have all those things in their heads that doesn't really apply to me. Or we could say, you know, I've heard all this before. Yeah, it got very good when humans were created. Where's the fresh new insight? And we could miss the reality of this text. that humanity is what makes this world very good. And so I want you to know that you make this world very good. Do you know who you are? Because if you don't know who you are, if you don't know that you are that which makes this world very good, if you don't know that you are creation's crown, I'm telling you, that's maybe where you need to spend your devotional time this week, asking the Lord to speak to you the truth of your reality, your creation's crown. Who are you? 3 more weeks. Who are you?
Thanks for listening. For more information, check us out online at theriver.info.